campaign. We're talking for just a moment before the break about the Bernie Sanders phenomenon. What do you make of that, Governor?
What I make of it is that even Democrats don't want Hillary Clinton to be their nominee. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, when Bernie Sanders gets 27,000 people in Los Angeles, one of the hotbeds of liberalism in this country, it tells you how flawed a candidate Hillary Clinton is. I mean, this is a person who can't even tell us, after being Secretary of State for 4 years, what her strategy would be on ISIS, a group that became about on her watch. And she's going to get back to us in a few weeks or a few months on her strategy. I mean, Democrats are seeing this too, Michael, and they're fed up with the sense of entitlement that goes along with Hillary Clinton.
And the idea that different rules apply to her, in particularly concerning email. We'll get to that in just a moment. But concerning email, your emails are subject to identity thieves, aren't they? If you do any shopping online, if you do banking or you go to the doctor, make a doctor's appointment online, you know what? They're identity thieves who set up and try to take your personal information and take advantage of it. 44 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, talking to Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. He's also a presidential candidate for the GOP nomination, of course, 1-800-955-1776. And Governor, before you went into electoral politics, you were one of the top federal prosecutors in the country. As it turned out, you were appointed as a prosecutor the day before September 11th, 2001. You've dedicated your life to busting criminals, to busting terrorists to a great extent. What do you make about the current controversy concerning Hillary Clinton and the emails? Do you think there is a real chance of criminal prosecution against her?
Yeah, I think there's a real chance. And let's look first at what the Justice Department has done before regarding classified information, whether it was David Petraeus, whether it was Sandy Berger. These are cases that have been taken seriously in the past by the Justice Department, so I think they have an obligation to take them seriously now. Secondly, Mrs. Clinton has to start telling the truth. I mean, what exactly was going on here? What was her motive for having this private email server? You know, was she doing classified work over that private email server? These are questions that she needs to ask, but she won't answer any questions. She won't even tell us whether she's going to do the Keystone Pipeline or what her strategy is, if she has one, on ISIS, beyond, you know, helping to create it from the JV to a force for terror in the world. So I think there's a lot of questions to be answered. I'm encouraged that the FBI has now, you know, taken that email server and the thumb drives that were in the possession of her lawyers. Let's get them in the hands of professional law enforcement, and let's get reviewing them, and let's get to the bottom of this, and let's have Mrs. Clinton start answering some questions.
1-800-955-1776. Speaking with Chris Christie. Are you in New Hampshire now, Governor?
No, I'm in New Jersey today.
Oh, well, what a change. Actually performing part of your day job, which is governor of the Garden State. Let's go to Jacques in San Francisco. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Governor Chris Christie. Jacques, you there?
Yeah,
go ahead.
The reason I was calling is I am deeply, deeply troubled about how popular Bernie Sanders is becoming. And I know you'd probably say he'll be, you know, clobbered in a national election, but to think that even maybe 30 or even 25% would consider an openly socialist candidate for president is just deeply troubling, and I hope you can encourage me somehow.
Okay, Governor Christie, what do you say about that? Does that trouble you as well, that Bernie Sanders describes himself as a democratic socialist, and yet he's getting this level of support in the Democratic Party?
Well, it does, Michael, and I'll tell you what it indicates. It indicates the type of attitude that has been brought to this country by this president. This president that believes that the government has the answer to every question, that they should be able to pick the winners and losers, that the free enterprise system is an inconvenience, that we don't create the jobs here in the private sector, that it's the government that creates jobs, that the, you know, healthcare system should be run by the federal government. Bernie Sanders is almost an inevitable outgrowth to the 7 years of failed liberal policies by Barack Obama. And Obama has convinced a portion of the American public that the government is supposed to be their big daddy, their big brother, and taking care of everything. And that's, you know, a disturbing trend in our country and something that we have to really push back on in this election to restore the free enterprise system, to restore, you know, the way we consider our freedoms and our liberties as being precious.
Don't you think that part of it, his appeal, which is the same appeal of Mr. Trump on our side, is that people are looking for somebody who's authentic. They don't really care about issues. They're non-ideological. They just have the sense when Bernie Sanders says something, he means it. Can they have the same sense with Chris Christie?
I think they should, and I think they do. You know, in New Jersey, we've been fighting against the public sector unions. We've been fighting against higher taxes. We've vetoed more tax increases than anybody on that stage. We've held the line and cut government spending. And also, I say exactly what I think, and sometimes I get myself in trouble for that. But that's what we need to do. But we need someone who's going to be able to speak their mind and fight for people and have the record of showing that they can actually accomplish something. That's what we've done in New Jersey.
Let's go to Bob in Philadelphia. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Governor Christie.
Thank you for that, taking the call. My question is, when President Obama said, if we don't pass the Iran deal, what's the alternative? He said it's war. Okay, who's going to start it?
Governor Christie?
Listen, the problem is that the president's all wet on that. And I have to say to you, Michael, the president's rhetoric on this has been disturbing. For him to you know, compare the Republican senators in the Republican caucus to the radical folks in Iran who are screaming death to America, I never thought that a president would go that low in trying to get something that he wants, personally wants. And in fact, if the only alternative is not war, you know what the alternative is? Go back to the table and negotiate more. The Iranians need this. We want the deal on the American side, but we don't need the deal. They need the deal. And the fact is that we should only have a good deal. We should do what Ronald Reagan did at Reykjavik with Gorbachev. Walk away from the table. And you know what? A year later, Gorbachev was back there negotiating a deal that was in the interest of the American people and the safety and security of the world.
Very quickly, Governor, you just vetoed again a bill that would have allowed transgendered people in New Jersey to change their birth certificates. You have no compassion for the Caitlyn Jenners of this world?
Listen, you know, for people who do not have a sex change operation, all the bill required was that somebody would seek a doctor's treatment and that doctor would verify that, in fact, they felt like the opposite gender. I have to tell you the truth, Michael. You know, there's certain things that just go beyond the pale. And that's not what I'm going to permit the law to be in New Jersey. It doesn't make any sense to me, and that's why I vetoed it again. And if they send it to me again, I will veto it again.
Sounds dangerously conservative. We're talking to perhaps the most conservative governor in modern New Jersey history, Chris Christie. We will be right back on the Medved Show with more of your calls and what happens with the Christie campaign next, coming up.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-9
and money. Buy your plan today at mydiscounthealth.com. One of the things I like about talking with Governor Christie on the air is talking with him on the air is just like talking with him off the air. He's the same guy. That's really not true for all candidates for office. Let's go to Ivan in Seattle. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Governor Chris Christie.
Hi. Hey, Governor. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Welcome to Seattle. Hey, man, I prayed for this moment because I want to ask you this question. I'm 75 years old, and I was watching, I was probably 73 or when I heard you say this or heard you do this during Sandy, and I wanted to ask you this question, man, and you got to answer me. I said when you were at Sandy hugging President Obama that I looked at my wife and I looked at my kids and I said, the only reason why he's doing this is because he does not want Romney to win, number one. Number two, he'd rather wait four years rather than 8 years. And I would love to ask him that question.
You just did, and let's get an answer from Chris Christie.
Absolutely untrue. And by the way, nobody worked harder, except for Paul Romney, for Mitt Romney, than I did. And the fact is that the worst storm that had ever hit my region and the second worst storm in American history hit our state and got rid of 365,000 homes in 24 hours. You know what I did? When the President of the United States offered to come to our state to look at the damage and to offer help, I courteously welcomed him to the state and joined in helping to try to rebuild my state. And I make no apologies for that, not one. The fact is, I take an oath of office. I did my job. I did it the right way. It had nothing to do with politics. And the fact is that I wouldn't do anything different if I had the opportunity to do it again today.
And you're personally close to Governor Romney, aren't you?
Very personally close. We stayed at the Romney's home over the 4th of July weekend. My wife, Mary Pat, and I had our two oldest children. Governor Romney came to my birthday party last year. You know,
you didn't have to make a campaign contribution to Romney to get him to come to your birthday party?
No, he did not. I did not.